Here in LA, with an epigraph by Judith Ortiz Cofer, you survive in the place you have chosen to live. It started on an island, surrounded by nightly coquille serenades, sporadic rainstorms bathed the land. Days began genuflecting to the valiant elders. The sun never grew tired of us. 4 years later, the story continued on cement cracked soil. The number 12 bus and 6 train took me wherever I wanted to go, though never on time. Winter introduced itself to my skin as the fourth and least favorite season. This became training ground to furrowed brows and avoiding eye contact unless I mean what I say. Plaid Catholic school uniforms starched stiff. BDP and El Gran Combo dancing out of cars. Flags on fire escapes. Code switching made me trilingual. Then here in LA, love fell for me. Euphorically, like diving in the Pacific Ocean, not caring if her waves will save or drown. Yemaya translated my story to the land of the Tongva people. She told them about the prophetic way my stepfather would tell my mother, "You'll see, she's going to end up with someone and move to California." Manifestations cursed my mother, watching her only child chase another side of the sun. Here in LA, I co-planted a tree, watered its raices with vows, aspirations, tears, watched its branches converge and diverge. The leaves never held snow, yet they knew coldness. Even so, resilience nestled in the imperfections of its knots. Here in LA, I birthed a Chicano Rican revolution, a minister of diplomacy, a minister of strategy, a minister of defense. Budding co-conspirators from shared colonized histories of liberation and warriors, Chavez, Lebron, the Young Lords, Mecha. Here in LA, my pages are protected at the Achuchas, libraries, CSUN, rallies, protests, marches, laundromats, Avenue 50 Studio, My Place Cafe, mercados, panaderias, taquerias, and spaces not meant for me, but torn down by me. Here in LA, a new tribe embraced me with postcard affirmations reminding me the brilliance of my smile. Slices of chocolate cake at my doorstep, corny teacher puns and hugs at the lunch table. Then, the West Coast sun set on my skin as I tattooed LA in the word home.